Podcast. I'm your host, Sammy. Follow me in my quest in finding great places around Louisville to grab some grub. The only locally produced podcast reviewing lunch and dinner spots around the Derby City. This is Season 1, Episode 3, The Lunch Pail. The Lunch Pail is located at 502 East Warnock Street at the corner of Warnock and Crittenden down by U of L. Used to be Hippo Wings, I believe. We're here at our new location at the Icebox Collabs located at 217 East Main Street. And when I say we, I am, of course, Sammy, and this is Oscar.
Good to see you, Sammy.
Good to see you, my friend. So we picked the lunch pail. I went to my trusty P.O. box the other day and happened to have a gift card in there, which is always a good thing. So we decided to go there. We actually went that day. I got to the office and said, oh my goodness, Oscar, we got a free lunch. There is such a thing. So we decided to try out the lunch pail and kind of glad we did.
It was good. It's over my stomping grounds.
Right.
Had to skip some, there's some construction. They're redoing the ramps off of 65, so we had to drive around to get to it. But they have a lot, small lot, and off-street parking.
Yeah, we parked on the street, and the construction was kind of a mess, but what are you going to do? Yeah. Can't get around that. The dining room was kind of weird. It seemed like there were a lot of walls where there didn't really need to be walls. It wasn't very open.
Yeah, I think it's converted from an old house of some
sort.
Yeah,
that's what it seemed like. So, they had funny little signs everywhere, like, I don't know, clean house is a sign of a misspent life, and just silly little slogan signs everywhere, which I thought was kind of funny.
Yeah.
The lunch crowd was pretty good. There were quite a few people there. They were actually out of what you were going to get, the grilled...
The chicken breast.
Yeah.
And they were already out of that. We got there at 12:30, I think.
Yeah.
So it was about halfway through the lunch crowd. There was an empty table, and there was still plenty of places to sit. But they were doing pretty good business that day.
Yeah, seemed to be. Debit cards are accepted, which is what I always use every time I go to lunch, which is a good thing. I got the Cubano sandwich with a potato salad and a grape crush, which I haven't had since I was like 8 or something. But the Cubano was a pulled pork with ham and Swiss, pickles and mustard on a Kaiser roll. And I wasn't really that impressed. The pulled pork seemed like it was out of one of those big old tubs that you get at the grocery store, like,
right,
you know, barbecue. And I don't know. I like real barbecue that's not, like, marinated in sauce, which is what this was. The bun got kind of soggy near the end. The ham was good, salty. The Swiss was a nice balance, you know, a little creamy. Potato salad. Again, I should have gone with the chips. I'm not a big potato salad fan.
That was my suggestion. I'm trying to get away from French fries with every meal.
Right, or chips, which I'm very guilty of.
It looked good.
It was all right. I'm just not a big fan of potato salad. Cold potatoes just don't really do it for me.
Yeah.
So what did you get, Oscar?
I got the butcher burger with its ground chuck, hand patty, and I'm not sure what kind of cheese was on it, but
yeah, I remember you saying that you couldn't figure it out.
May have been Swiss.
Yeah, Swiss cheese. I mean, I remember tasting the Swiss cheese and like that was awesome.
Honestly, one of the best hamburgers I've ever had.
Wow,
that's saying a lot.
That's big words right there. And we've been to Buns and Alex Trolley and.
And I got the mac and cheese with that. It was really good, bottle of Mountain Dew. I was really surprised. Like, I could have eaten 3 of them. It was delicious.
Nice. They've also got other stuff on the menu: buffalo chicken wraps, turkey bacon ranch wraps, veggie wraps, fish sandwich, the roast chicken, which they were out of, the Reuben, BLT. I mean, they've got all kinds of stuff: grilled sandwiches, soup, salads, fries. Typical kind of deli fare or whatever.
The building outside, it's it's almost too well done. It looks like a chain.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think it is. It looks like a chain on the outside, but it's a completely different feel inside. It doesn't really match the, I don't know who did their signage, but it's doesn't, the outside doesn't really give you an idea of what the inside is going to be.
Right.
It's not what I expected.
Yeah. Yeah, I didn't really know what to expect. I'd never been into the place when it was the Wings restaurant or whatever.
Right.
I think our total bill came to about $17 and some change and a tip. And I'm going to give it a 5 out of 10. Sorry, but I'd love to give it a second chance and try something a little different. Maybe go for that burger.
Yeah.
And maybe I'll change my review.
I'd give it a 8 out of 10. Just after it really was, it was like your uncle's hamburger at the family reunion.
Nice.
It was juicy. The cheese was wonderful on it. It wasn't over seasoned. It was a beautiful hamburger.
8 out of 10.
Yeah.
That's a good rating.
Yeah.
So that's our podcast for today. That was The Lunch Pail, located at, pull my notes out here, 502 East Warnock Street, down in, what part of town is that considered? Germantown?
Well, it's Germantown, Schnitzelburg.
Right.
U
of L-ville.
Yeah, it's close to Eastern Parkway and 65.
Yeah.
But don't take the Warnock exit.
Avoid it at all costs until
can.
The construction's over. That about does it for this episode of our podcast. If you want to send us a gift card, our address is Louisville Lunch, P.O. Box 4125, Louisville, Kentucky 40204. And hope to get some gift cards in the mail soon. And that's it. Keep on eating. I'm Sammy.
I'm Oscar.
And we're out of here.